glad that your pastor Jonathan believes in the power of prayer.
牧师很高兴，我们的牧师是相信祷告的大能。
I was very ill yesterday with the flu, and I called him to say I may not be able to preach tomorrow.
昨天，David 牧师他病得很厉害，他就给我牧师打电话说，今天可能来不了了。
Some of you were over at this house, and I heard you prayed for me, and it worked.
但那时候正好在教会的房子里面有人在聚会，所以他们就为 Pastor Dave 祷告，结果他今天就好了。
So praise God that I can be with you today.
所以他感谢神今天能够来给我们证道。
Last week, I was in a church in Nairobi, Kenya, preaching in Swahili.
他上星期在肯尼亚用当地的斯瓦希里语证道。
We took a team from our church and we go and train pastors, and we had a women's leaders conference that we put on there as well.
他们带着教会的一些比较属灵的人到当地去，给他们做一些培训，还有妇女的一些培训。
It ever amazes to show me the universal power of the gospel, that God's church is growing and thriving throughout the world.
他亲眼见证到神的福音的大能是多么的有普世的意义，在全世界各地，人们都纷纷归向他。
We're going to look a little bit this afternoon at the power of God, this whole topic of the power of God and how we can have that at work in our lives today.
今天我们要讲的就是神的大能和如何在我们的生活中遇到神的大能。
What kind of things, when you think of the word power, do you picture in your mind?
当你们想到能力的时候，你们脑子里面会想到什么样的画面呢？
You know, we have so many machines around us, and they all run on electrical power.
我们身边有很多的机器是靠电能来运转的。
We have the automobiles that we drive everywhere, and they all run on gas power.
我们所到之处都是用汽车，汽车烧的是油。
We have countries all over the world who are consumed with political power and military power.
在世界上有很多的国家为了政权，为了政治的这个权力争斗。
And in America, we are fascinated with power.
特别是在美国，人们也对权力极其向往。
We have things like power ties and power lunches.
甚至有有这种带给你这个很有能力的领带，或者是给你加添能力的午餐。
We eat power bars and go power walking.
他们吃的就是那种能量的这种小的这个食物，然后他们连散个步都说是这种充满能力的散步。
We have power washers and power strips.
然后他们还有各种各样的这种。都美其名曰是有能力的东西。
And power brokers and power plays.
还有就这些东西，我也不知道怎么翻译。I don't know how to translate.
But life is very different when we have no power.
如果在我们生活中没有了能力，就很大不一样了。
Remember last October when the snowstorm came and the trees fell and knocked all the power lines down?
你们还记不记得去年十月下了一场暴雪，电线杆子都倒了，好多人就没有了电。
Many of the people in my church were without power for at least 1 week.
他们教会里面很多人就断电断了一个星期。
Did anybody here lose power that time?
你们在座的有没有也有断电的人呢？
Several of you. Life was so different when there was no power.
当我们生活中没有这种电能的时候，是很不一样的。
How do you cook? How do you keep yourself warm?
怎么做饭呢？怎么取暖呢？
How do you entertain your children? There's no TV.
怎么样能哄孩子呢？因为电视也不行了。
No video games.
没有电脑游戏了。
Even people lost power on their computers, and then their laptop batteries died.
你们的那个手提电脑的那个电能也用完了。
It was interesting to see this whole region come to a halt. There was no school, many businesses closed because we had no power.
整个这一片地区都停滞了，因为没有电，大家也不上班，也不上学了。
I I would suggest to you today that power is essential to our lives, but that the key source of power is God's power that he wants to bring about in our lives.
今天牧师要讲的就是在我们生活中这种能力是非常重要的，但是对我们个人而言最重要的能力的来源就是神。
You can either have God's power in your life or have it absent from your life.
你的生活中可以选择有神的能力，也可以选择没有神的能力。
Perhaps you've gone through periods in your life where you felt weak spiritually or distant from God. There's been a lack of connecting to his power.
也许在你的生活中你曾经经历过一段时间，你觉得属灵的生活很疲乏，没有神的能力，好像与神隔绝了。
It's there all along, but we haven't plugged into the power. We haven't sought that out from God, and we've become distant from him.
神的能力一直在那里，但是你没有插进去，所以就得不到。
Imagine taking a power saw or a drill or even a vacuum cleaner and trying to use them without plugging them into an electrical socket.
就像你们要使用电锯或者吸尘器，但是你们却不把它插到墙上那个电源里面，那怎么用呢？
That's what it's like when we try to live life without God's power in our lives. We try to live on our own strength.
当一个人想要靠着自己的能力生活，而不是去依靠神的能力的时候，他就像那个没有插电源的吸尘器一样。
So I want to take you to two passages of scripture today that are going to show us a lot about the power of God and how he wants it to work in our life today.
所以今天就带领大家看两处经文，讲的都是神的能力和神的能力如何在我们生活中运用。
The first one is found in 1 Kings.Chapter 18.
第一个在列王记上十五章。
And as you turn there, let me give you a little bit of the setting of where this story takes place.
你们翻到那儿的时候，给大家讲一下这段经节的背景。
Elijah was a prophet of Israel in the Old Testament.
以利亚是旧约时代，以色列的一个先知。
He was a man who God had called, along with many of the prophets, to come and preach to the Israelites, to try to bring them back to him.
神派他向以色列人宣讲他的道，这样就想把他们带回神的面前。
The story of the Israelites in the Old Testament was one of constant wandering from God and trying to, God calling his people back to him, back into relationship.
整个旧约讲述的就是以色列人如何一次又一次远离神，然后神又把他们拉回来的故事。
Elijah ministered during the reign of a king named Ahab.
以利亚他在一个亚比亚什么王做王的时候，他是先知。
Ahab.
亚哈。
Ahab was married to a woman named Jezebel, and neither of them were faithful in following God.
那个国王娶了一个老婆，他们两个人都非常的不信神。
Rather, they led the people astray to worship this god named Baal.
他们转而去那供奉巴利。
Baal was a false god. He was an idol.
巴利是个假神。
And many of the surrounding peoples around Israel worshipped Baal.
因为那个时候以色列旁边的那些国家他们都敬拜巴利。
There was great harm and evil in the worship of Baal. Parents would sacrifice their children.
这个巴利神是个很邪恶的一个偶像，这个侍奉他的人甚至会把自己的儿女杀死供奉他。
So where we drop in on this story here in 1 Kings 18, we findAhab and Elijah coming to a confrontation.
所以我们看到《列王记上》十五章，这讲到国王和以利亚，他们有一个起了一个冲突。
Beginning in verse 17.
十七节。Okay.
When Ahab saw Elijah, he said to him, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?"
First.他《列王记上》十八章，然后十七节，抱歉， 他说亚哈见了以利亚便说，使以色列遭灾的就是你吗？
Elijah responds, I have not made trouble for Israel, but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's commands, and you have followed the Baals.
以利亚说，使以色列遭灾的不是我，乃是你和你父家，因为你们离弃耶和华的诫命，去随从巴利。
Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel and bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table.
现在你当差遣人召聚以色列众人和侍奉巴利的那450个先知，并耶洗别所供养侍奉亚舍拉的那400个先知，使他们都上加密山去见我。
Now, Asherah was another one of these pagan gods that Ahab and Jezebel had led the people into worshiping.
亚舍拉就是这对坏王夫妇他们供奉的另一个假神。
And so Elijah is setting up kind of a showdown between these false prophets, 850 of them, versus himself on a place called Mount Carmel.
所以以利亚他就对王说，要在加密山上去来一个对决，他一个人去对决那个几百个人。
Verse 20 reads, So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel.
亚哈就差遣人召聚以色列众人和先知都上加密山。
Elijah went before the people and said, How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him.
以利亚前来对众民说，你们心持两意要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。
It says the people said nothing in response to this.
但是众民一言不答。
Then Elijah said to them, I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets.
以利亚对众民说，做耶和华先知的只剩下我一个人，巴利的先知却有450个人。
Get two bulls for us. Let them choose one for themselves and let them cut it into pieces. Put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. And I will prepare the other bull and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it.
当给我们两只牛犊，巴利的先知可以挑选一只，切成筷子放在柴上，不要点火。我也预备一只牛犊放在柴上，也不点火。
Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God.
你们求告你们神的名，我也求告耶和华的名。那降火显应的神就是神。
This time the people respond. They think this is a good contest, and they all say it is good.
这时候那些观众觉得这个比赛是比较合理的，他们就说这话很好。
And so this happens, and the prophets of Baal go first. They choose a bull. They put it on the altar.
所以这个比赛就开始了，巴利的那些先知就选了牛犊放在柴上。
Verse 26 tells us that they took the bull given them, they prepared it, and then they called on the name of Baal from morning until noon. O Baal, answer us, they shouted. But there was no response. No one answered. And they danced around the altar they had made.
二十六节说，他们将所得的牛犊预备好了，从早晨到午间求告巴利的名说，巴利啊，求你应允我们，却没有声音，没有应允的。他们在所筑的坛四周跳跃。
Can you picture this?
你们能不能想象一下当时的情形？
This is a wild scene from the Bible here.
这个听起来挺有意思。
Big altar of wood.Giant bull cut in half, placed on the altar.
想想那些大柴堆，那些大牛犊，切成一块一块放在上面。
450 prophets all circling this altar.
450个先知围在四周。
They're shouting at the top of their lungs, "Oh Baal, answer us!"
他们就扯着脖子喊说：“巴利亚，请你应允我们。
”They're dancing around the fire.
他们在火旁边跳啊叫啊。
I don't know what your picture of is Africa. I kind of pictured Africa being something like that when I started going to train pastors over there.
但是他不知道大家对非洲有没有什么成见，但是他去非洲之前脑里想的就是这样的一幅画面。
Well, there was a lot of primitive parts of Africa. The men we were working with would come dressed in very nice suits and they all had cell phones.
虽然在非洲有很多原始部落，但是他们在非洲受到接待，当地人都穿着很整齐，而且都拿着手机。
So this has gone on for several hours as they shout out to their god Baal.
这个巴利那些假先知就这么跳啊唱啊，搞了好几个小时。
Verse 27 continues the story. At noon, Elijah began to taunt them. Shout louder, he said. Surely he is a god. Perhaps he's deep in thought, or busy, or traveling. Maybe he's sleeping and must be awakened.
27节，到了正午，以利亚嬉笑他们说，大声求告吧，因为他是神，他或默想，或者走一遍，或行路，或睡觉，你们当叫醒他。
Many of you maybe watch American sports on TV.
你们很多人都在电视上看到美国的一些体育运动。
I know the last time I was with you, I said I was into Linsanity.
他还记得上次来这儿的时候告诉他咱们他是喜欢那个林书豪的。
I think the Knicks are done though.
但是他现在觉得那个队已经不行了。
But in basketball and many American sports, players will trash talk each other back and forth.
特别是在美国的篮球比赛的时候，队员们都互相叫骂。
They mock each other. They say, you know, we're going to beat you and you aren't anything.
他们就指着鼻子互相说，我们肯定会把你打败了，你们什么都不是。
It's not necessarily a practice that I think God wants all Christians to engage in.
他我觉得这个神，这不是神所喜悦的一种这个行动。
But here Elijah trash talks the prophets of Baal. He mocks them.
但是现在以利亚就是像那些篮球运动员一样，指着鼻子嘲笑他们。
It's great what he says. He says, shout a little louder. Maybe he can't hear you.
他说的话也挺逗的，说你们再大点声啊，也许他听不见。
Maybe he's deep in thought, or maybe he's busy doing things. Maybe he's making dinner.
也许他还在那儿想事呢，或者睡觉呢，或者做饭呢，听不见你们。
Maybe he's not home. Yeah, maybe he took a vacation to Florida.
也许他不在家上那个佛罗里达度假去了。
Maybe he's taking a nap and you need to wake him up.
也许他正睡午觉呢，你们得把他叫醒。
So they respond in verse 29. They shouted louder and they slashed themselves with swords and spears as was their custom until their blood flowed.
然后说他们大声求告，按照他们的规矩用刀枪自割自刺，直到身体流血。
So as midday passed, they continued their frantic prophesying until the time for the evening sacrifice. But there was no response. No one answered. No one paid attention.
从午后直到晚现晚祭的时候，他们狂呼乱叫，却没有声音，没有应允的，也没有理会的。
Why don't you think anybody responded?
那你们觉得众人会如何反应呢？
There was no response. No one paid any attention because nobody was there.
但是
there was no bail.
对，那个时候没有反应，为什么呢？是因为根本就没有一个神叫巴利。
For years and years, cultures all around the world, people have made up a concept of what they think God is, and they try to worship that concept.
从古到今，很多时候人们都用自己的想象创造出一个他们自以为是神的东西去敬拜。
Even in a culture like we live in here in Fairfield County, where many people deny God at all. Their own God is their money, or their education, or their power.
甚至在我们所居住的南康州，许多人他们不愿意信神，他们信自己的神，那就是金钱、权力和他们所受的教育。
What God shows us through this story here in His Word is that when you trust in a source that truly has no power, that power will never work in your life.
这段经文向我们展示的就是，如果你敬拜的是一个完全没有能力的东西，那么当然它的能力也不会传到你这里。
If you trust in any other source for strength, for guidance, for just the ability to make it through each day in your life, you're going to be sorely disappointed unless it's Jesus Christ that you're trusting in.
如果你所信奉的不是主耶稣基督，而是别的任何的东西，如果你想从那里得到力量，得到能力的话，那你就会很失望了。
So how does God show up in this story here?
那我们再看看神是如何在这个故事里面显现的。
Well, Well, Elijah calls the people to him.
以利亚对众民说。
He repairs the altar of the Lord with 12 stones.
他用十二块石头修复了神的坛。
He has them dig a trench around the altar.
他甚至在坛的周围弄了一圈沟，挖了一个沟。
They fill up the trench with water and they pour water all over the wood on the altar.
他们在沟里面注满了水，甚至在柴上也浇了水。
They doused the altar with water 3 separate times.
他们一直浇了三次水。
And then in verse 36, at the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command.
到了献晚祭的时候，先知以利亚近前来说，亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神耶和华啊，求你今日使人知道你是以色列的神，也知道我是你的仆人，又是奉你的命行这一切事。
He says, "Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again."
耶和华，求你应允我，应允我，让这民知道你耶和华是神，又知道是你叫这民的心回转。
Important point here.
很重要的一点。
When God does miracles, He's not just showing off.
当神显神迹的时候，他并不是炫耀他的能力。
All the things that Jesus did that were miraculous—walking on water, raising people from the dead, healing people—they were all done to demonstrate the love and the power of God.
主耶稣行的神迹，在水上行走，使死人复活，医治有病的人。这一切都是为了一个目的，就是去展示神的爱。
With the ultimate goal that people would see that God is worth giving their lives to. He is worth trusting as the source of their lives.
为的就是让人们知道神是值得他们敬拜的，值得他们把生命托付给的。
What happened next?
下面发生了什么呢？
Verse 38, then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice.The wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench.
三十八节说，于是耶和华降下火来，烧尽燔祭、木柴、石头、尘土，又烧干沟里的水。
When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and they cried, "The Lord, He is God! The Lord, He is God!"
众民看见了，就俯伏在地说，耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
The power of God demonstrated.In your life, should elicit a response of trusting Him as God.
就好比神的能在你的生命中显现，也会产生这样的结果。
This is a story and a picture of God's power. Let me now take you to a second passage that shows us how God's power actually works in our life today.
我们刚才看的就是一幅神的能力显现的画面，那么下面再看一处经节。
That passage is in Isaiah 40.
以赛亚四十章。
We're going to start a little earlier than verse 28.
我们往前再看几节经文。
This is another prophet, the prophet Isaiah, and he has been for 39 chapters telling the people of Israel how bad they are and how God's going to come and judge them if they don't start to follow him again.
以赛亚是另一个先知。在这本书里面，前面三十几章，以赛亚都在极力地劝诫以色列人，他们所犯的罪，他们要悔改。
Isaiah 40 is one of the amazing chapters of the Bible. It's one that if you've never read this, I'd encourage you go and take a look at it and really take it to heart.
以赛亚四十章是圣经里面一处极为奇妙的章节。如果你们从来没读过，我鼓励你们读一读。
Isaiah turns a corner with the people in the very first verse saying, Comfort, comfort my people, says your God.
一开始以赛亚对他的人说，你们的神说你们要安慰安慰我的百姓。
So now after warning them, he wants to encourage them. He does it by showing them the different aspects of God's great power.
他们在前，以赛亚在前面警告他们以后，就开始带给他们安慰。
The first one he shows is the power of God's word, His eternal word.
他一开始就告诉百姓，神的话的大能，他的话语的能力是永恒的。
The Beginning in verse 5, it says, "And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken."
第五节说，耶和华的荣耀必然显现，凡有血气的必一同看见，因为这是耶和华亲口说的。
A voice cries out, and I said, "What shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field."
有人声说，你喊叫吧。有一个说，我喊叫什么呢？说，凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容就像野地的花。
The grass withers and the flowers fall because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass.
草必枯干，花必凋残，因为耶和华的气吹在其上。百姓诚然是草。
The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
I'm not sure if any of you here are gardeners.
不知道大家有没有会园艺的。
I like to spend a lot of time in my yard working on gardens.
牧师自己在自家花园里面花了很多时间。
Sometimes.It's more difficult than other times.
有的时候，就比较难搞。
Sometimes we don't get any rain, and I have to constantly keep watering all the plants, or they'll wilt and die.
有时候好久不下雨，他就要反反复复的浇水，要不然草就死了。
Right now it's beautiful. Everything's green and vibrant and alive.
现在很漂亮，有花草都长出来了，绿油油的。
But in 2, 3, 4 weeks, it could all be dead if we had no water.
但是过了一两两三个星期，如果还不下雨，草就会都死掉了。
Isaiah saying, "Our lives are like that."
以赛亚就说，我们的生命就像这些草一样。
You may feel strong, maybe you're young. You feel like, "Oh, I've got the rest of my life ahead of me."
也许你还年轻，你觉得前途无量，觉得非常的有朝气。
You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Life is that uncertain.
但是你不知道明天会发生什么事。人生无常，世事难料。
When I was with the pastors in Africa last week, right in the middle of our training, one of the pastors found out that his daughter had been murdered.
他们在非洲坐在火车上的时候，其中一个当地的牧师突然被告知，他有一个女儿被谋杀了。
It was a horrible thing. His daughter was the same age as my daughter.
那个牧师的女儿和我们牧师女儿年龄，就是和 Pastor Dave 女儿年龄差不多。
And I thought to myself, how would I be able to ever deal with that if that happened to my daughter?
他当时就想，如果发生在自己身上，会是多么，他会怎么样能处理这种事情呢？
You can be doing fine in your job and walk into work tomorrow and find you're now in search of a new job.
也许你在工作上也比较顺利，但是明天去上班的时候，突然发现公司不用你了。
Things could be going well in your marriage or in your family, and all of a sudden you find out that your spouse found someone else. You're going to get a divorce.
也许你们婚姻还比较顺利，但是突然你的配偶就不爱你了，爱别人了。
You could feel strong and healthy, but we're only one doctor visit away from finding out we might have cancer or another fatal disease.
也许觉得自己还挺健康的，但是下次去检查身体的时候，就发现得了一些什么重病。
Drive down the same roads day after day in our car, but one day maybe we won't make it down that road.
每天在同一条路上开车走来走去，也许有一天就不能走到尽头。
Life is so fragile and so uncertain.
生命是脆弱的。
But there's one thing that is certain that never changes.
但是有一件事是肯定并且永远立定的。
It transcends all cultures and all times.
它超越所有的文化，超越所有的时空。
And that is God's word.
那就是神的话。
I love the fact that we can be studying God's word in Mandarin and in English.
我真的很喜欢，我们可以一会儿用中文，一会儿用英文来学习神的话。
Then my friends over in Africa today were reading God's same word in Swahili and Burana.
甚至在非洲的弟兄姊妹，他们阅读同样的话，但是用他们当地的语言。
And it doesn't matter what age you were born in.In what culture you're from, the truth of God's word is eternal, and it's there for each of us to stand on.
不论你年老年少，不论你是什么种族，神的话对我们来说都是一样的。
A second aspect of the power of God that he shows us here in Isaiah 40 is his love, the power of God's love.
神的能力的另一个方面就是他爱，他的爱。
Look at verses 9 to 11.
9到11。I'm not good, you go ahead.
You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up and do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God.
报好消息给西安的啊，你们要登高山。报好消息给耶路撒冷的啊，你要极力扬声。扬声不要惧怕，对犹大的城邑说，看啊，你们的神。
Verse 10 says, see the sovereign Lord. He comes with power.And his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him.
主耶和华必向大能者临到，他的膀臂必为他掌权，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。
He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young.
他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那如养小羊的。
Two seemingly contrasting pictures of God coming in power with a strong arm and then a shepherd holding a sheep gently and close to his heart.
以赛亚描述了两个截然不同的画面。第一幅画面是神大能的膀臂来临，第二幅就是他像牧羊人一样把羊羔抱在怀中。
That would suggest to you they're not contrasting or conflicting.They both accurately represent the character and the nature of our God.
这两幅画面并没有像想的那么截然不同，他们都是在展示神的特征。
And there is power in God's love for you and for me.
因为在神对我们的爱里面有大能。
Think of the power of the love of a parent for their child.
想一想，父母对子女爱的那种能力。
Or the power of love.With a husband and a wife.
或者一对夫妇之间爱的能力。
It pales in comparison with the power that God had of His love for you.
这些爱在神对我们的爱上面都黯然失色了。
Whenever you're feeling unloved, take comfort in the thought that God's love is for you.
每当你觉得自己不被人爱的时候，你就想一想神对你的爱，就能得到安慰。
And the third power that Isaiah reveals here is the power of God's wisdom.
第三个神的大能就是他的智慧。
Verse 13, who has understood the mind of the Lord or instructed him as his counselor?
十三节说，谁曾测度耶和华的心，或做他的谋士，指教他呢？
Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him? And who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding?
他与谁商议？谁教导他？谁将公平的路指示他？又将知识教训他？将通达的道指教他呢？
Isaiah is saying this facetiously because there is no one that can teach God.
以赛亚说这句话的意思就是很明显，有谁能告诉神怎么做呢？
One of the other things we place great power in and hope in is in education and in getting degrees.
现代人把希望寄托在教育，寄托在文凭上面。
If you took all of the universities in the world, all the professors and all the degrees,
如果你能得到世界上所有的大学、所有的导师的教导、所有的文凭。
All of the knowledge that is available to us on the internet.
你能得到互联网上所有可以能得到的知识。
All the books that have ever been written in the history of the world.
甚至读过世界上所写出来所有的书。
You collected all of that knowledge and wisdom together, it would still pale in comparison to the power of God's wisdom.
当你拥有了以上讲的那些知识以后。去对比神的知识，那也都是微不足道的。
You trying to figure out something in your life, trying to make a decision? Do you need some direction?
你如果在生活中遇到难题，你需要一些指导，需要一些教导。
Turn to God and His wisdom. There's great power there.
你可以转向神，因为神那里有大大的智慧。
want to end by taking us to the verses that we read as a scripture reading today.
我们最后讲的就是刚才大家读到的经节。
One of the greatest encouragements that I believe exists in the scriptures for us today.
我想在圣经当中对我们最大的一个激励就是。
Because we all have times when we're confused, when we're fearful, when worry consumes us, when we have needs in our lives.
当我们在生活中有需要，茫然不知所措的时候。
God wants you today to realize that His power is available in your life if you would but seek Him and seek it.
神让我们清楚地知道，只要我们寻求他，就能得到他的能力。
The power in His word, the power of His love, and the power of His wisdom.
他话语的大能，他的爱的大能，他的智慧的大能。
Isaiah 40:28, Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, and He will not grow tired or weary. His understanding no one can fathom.
以赛亚40:28说，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。
Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必然全然跌倒。
Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Let's pray right now together. Let's ask God to come and give His power and strength into our lives.
让我们一同祷告，求神把他的大能加给我们。
Lord God, we praise you this day as the great and awesome and all-powerful God that you are.
主啊，我们向你祷告，因为你是大能的神。
We know that within all that power, you still have a deep love for us. You know us, and you want us to be able to experience your power working in us and through us.
我们知道在你令人敬畏的大能之中有对我们深深的爱，在你的爱里面你想让我们认识你。
Lord, as Isaiah said, we all have times when we are weak and weary and we feel like we're tired of running this race. We don't know if we can go on.
神啊，就像以赛亚所说的，我们人生当中都有疲乏困倦的时候，我们不知道如何走下去的时候。
But you give us the encouragement of your presence, and you want to empower us for life every day as we turn to you.
主啊，但是你向我们显现，你就在那里。当我们转向你的时候，就从你那里得力。
Would you come today, this afternoon, and strengthen us here for the journey?
主啊，求你今天下午来到我们当中，给我们加强力量，让我们能够走下去。
You know our fears, our worries, our hurts that we have inside right now, and you want to come and work in our life through your power.
你知道此时此刻我们每个人心中的劳苦愁烦，你希望我们能够得到你的能力。
So we invite you in to do your work in us, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣基督，所以我们邀请你进入我们当中。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Dave. 下面是唱回应诗歌，请大家起立，我们一起唱圣诗339首，向高处行 ，Higher Ground。
路。
交织。